pasuk that we are medayik on in Mishlei Perek Vav is pasuk Chaf. Mitzor b'ni mitzvah savicho va'al titosh toiras imecho. You see that in Mishlei there are certain themes that keep recurring. In this particular instance, of course, the al titosh toiras imecho is something that we are so familiar with, but lav dafka from this pasuk. We are more familiar with it from Shema b'ni Musav Avicha v'al titosh toiras imecha. This theme is repeated a number of times in Mishlei, and obviously Musar and Torah is much more connected than mitzvahs and Torah. Here the Goyen emphasizes a theme that he repeats many times, the difference between mitzvahs and Torah. From our perspective, or the way we look at Yiddishkeit, Torah is another mitzvah on the one hand. It's one of the Tayag mitzvahs. Shinantul v'necha v'dibar tavam, or whatever the makor is, and there are a number of psukim in the Torah that speak about Talmud Torah as a mitzvah, we realize and we know that Torah is far transcendent. It's much more than a mitzvah bein ha-mitzvahs. Number one, it's an extraordinarily critical mitzvah. In the asiyah of it, it's different and unique. One of the most telling simonim that it's unique as a mitzvah is that Birchas HaTorah tolerates hefsek much better than any other mitzvah. You don't make a new bracha every time you start learning again during the day. And that's telling because, as the Rishonim explained, the concept of learning is all-embracing. It takes the whole day into account. It's as if to say, we're learning a whole day, but we pause on occasion. The all-embracing nature of the mitzvah is not the only thing. It is also the shayrish of all the mitzvahs in our understanding of them, and in our knowing their details. When I learn about Hilchos Tefillin, I'm also Mekayim, of course, a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And I know how to put on Tefillin as a result. But it goes much further than that. And that is the emphasis here in the Gra. Torah is Bashamayim. Even when we are connected to Torah, that's the Sulam Mutzav Arza Barosha Magia Hashamayim. Mitzvahs are not Bashamayim. And because Torah is Bashamayim, even as it relates to us, it is infinite. And we've spoken so many times about how the idea of connecting to the infinite is on the one hand glorious and the other hand absurd. We'll never encompass the Torah in any of its dimensions, in its depth, in its breadth. We cannot, because we are mortal, we are finite. The Torah is immortal and infinite. And Memela, the Torah, in a certain sense, always remains Bashamayim, even when we are connected to it. But to the extent that we are, we have that bridge to go Bashamayim. When the Pasuk said, Loi Bashamayim Hilemar Mi'al Elonu, it did not mean that the Torah does not have a Shamayim quality to it. It means simply that it's nevertheless accessible, at least on the human level. And we are not obligated to become malachim. We are basar v'dam, and we have the capacity with our koiches and our nature and our abilities to learn Torah. Loi bashamayim. The Gra also tells us that not only are mitzvahs finite, but they're ad hoc. They're the here and the now. The Torah does not really connect to zman. That's the beginning of the Gra. Kvar kasafti, he means in Pasuk Yud Aleph, in this same Perek, Shamitzvus einon ela bizmanon, ukeshebol yodai. Mitzvus are when they happen, in the precise time, and you have to have the opportunity. You can't make a sukkah and live in it in the middle of the summer. You cannot put on tefillin at night, and so on and so forth. Mitzvus are Bagrenitz, they are very much confined to particulars of time and place. And the mitzvah has to arrive for you to be able to do it. So he says, Mitzvahs einan ela bismanu ukeshepol yodoi, ulechein oima nitzoya. Nitzoya means bide your time. Of course, normally we would say, what does the word nitzoya mean? Nitzoya is like lishmar. It means make sure, keep the mitzvahs. But he's learning nitzoya in a different way. He's learning nitzoya means anticipate, wait and anticipate the mitzvah until it arrives because it has its time. What is he pointing out here again? That the altitosh is expressed in the negative. It means it's already there. You shouldn't lose it. So nitzar means go find it. Altitosh means don't lose it. Why is nitzar mentioned gabe mitzvahs? Because mitzvahs, you have to connect to the mitzvah. It comes in its time and in its place. Torah is already there because it's always there. So you just should not lose it. So that's the lashon of Al Titosh. By the way, just it's not derech agav. I just would like very much to repeat what I've said many, many times. B'nogea, this Al Titosh. The way a mother teaches is very different than the way a father teaches. A father says, Shema b'ni, come, sit down, because I have a very fixed nekuda of Torah that I want to convey to you. We have a chiyuv to give over the masaira of Torah in the words of Torah of Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh to our children. And that's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Limadetam asam es bneichem, bishinantam levanecha. A mother's responsibility is not to teach that Torah to her son or to her daughter. A mother is not mechuyeves. An isha is not mechuyeves in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, not in the mitzvah of learning Torah, nor in the mitzvah of teaching Torah. Because they are toli zebazeh. We are links in a masaira, we are mekabel the Torah, and we give over the Torah. And we are in between. Each chulia is responsible for the next. However, if a woman is not responsible to learn, she's not responsible to teach, is she then out of the loop entirely? The answer is absolutely not. Because the way a mother teaches is by creating an environment of Torah in the fullest measure, in the house especially, but in the hashkafa of the mind of the children. The idea of bringing a carriage into the Beis Medrash is fraught with a tremendous amount of Al Titosh Torah Simecha. The notion that even Mirechem Umeleda, a child is destined to become a Talmud Chacham and to sit in that Beis Medrash, Yoimim V'Laila, that is a notion that only the mother can convey. Only the mother. And I'll tell you something else. The father is never there. We spoke about it a lot already in the last few shiurim. They used to go off to learn. The Gemara in Maseches Ksubas, Daf Samach Bei Samach Gimel, where they give these many examples, tells us the story of someone who went away and didn't even know that he had a son. And a son of Talmud Chacham, because he left when the child was a baby, and that was it. He left him. He abandoned him, basically. And then he said to himself, "You know something? Maybe I made a mistake, not realizing that that was his own son. That was such a Talmud Chacham. Maybe if I would have stayed, I would have had a son of Talmud Chacham like this young fellow." So how did he become such a Talmud Chacham without his father? The answer is Vasigaven Amame. And the whole notion of Al Titosh Torah Simecha is to create an environment. Environments inspire a person below Yoidim. And in a way, that is its incredible kayach. Because a Yetzahara grabs a person by the neck when he's about to do a mitzvah, because he's about to do a mitzvah. It's much harder for the Satna, the Yetzahara, to say to a person, don't feel feelings and don't be in an environment when he is. And sometimes the Satan doesn't even chap that the lesson is being taught because it's so subtle. There's an atmosphere concept that the Satan finds very difficult to conquer because it's so not tangible. It's so gentle. It's so fleeting. You know, there's no substance to it. It's not a pasuk. It's not sitting in the Beis Medrash. It's not learning a Gemara. Learn the Mishnah. And inside he says, I don't want to learn this Mishnah. I'm bored from this Mishnah. But when a person hears a mamzer sing a song about Torah, he doesn't chap that he's learning how to learn Torah with that song. Doesn't chap. Auf dem Pripitschak brennt der Feierl in den Stubbis Heis. Doesn't sound like the material for a limud, and the Rebbe lernt mit dem Kind dem Aleph Beis. Sag je Ingele, sag je Teire. Sag Mamesh, auf dem Neure, a mother brings in Mamesh Mirechum Mileida, der Abbasatur, in der Cheshekatur. Sag Neure, wo Oyen. So that is the altitosh phenomenon, that a mother creates the hasogos of the chashivus of Torah and the importance of mitzvahs and the milieu, which is empty of all of the mashchisim, is the mother's responsibility. And as avias fangt zachon kind by suf, that's the way the child remains. So this is a critical nekuda of altitosh, but according to the Gra here, he's not learning it that way. He says Torah in general is altitosh because it's always there. He's talking about the loymed haTorah. He's talking about the men. But I'm just mentioning this because the Lashon is Torah simecha, that we once explained it that way. So the Gaon continues and he says as follows: Altitosh Torah simecha tamid afilu raga echad ki Torah tzarich lilmay tamid b'chaleisu b'chol shah. V'amah etzel mitzvah avicha v'etzel toiras imecha ki alef v'alef abba v'ima heim chochma ubina v'atipa ba'abba hu benisto v'nelam u'kishabol imay mitztayar sham. Here the Gaon is going to enter upon a big yesod in Kabbalah, which, you know, as I always say, Kabbalah has a pshat that's on the surface, which isn't really its essence, and then there's Drash, Remez, and Soid, and the Soid of Kabbalah is something that we never touch in the Shiur. But the Pashat Pshat that comes out of this Lashon is in the Gra, because he felt that this is something that should be conveyed to everybody. What is the Tshvuk? What is the essential point before we read it inside? His essential point here is that Torah B'Shamayim gets connected to the person on earth through, and the Ribbon Shalom himself, Kivayachol, connects the people on earth through Asiyas HaMitzvahs. This is the great matana which the Ribbon Shalom gave the world to understand when he gave Klal Yisrael the Torah. And the Goyim said, "My Kosov Ba," that the only way that we can have a sense of the divine is by anchoring our spiritual elements in very concrete activities. And every one of those activities reflects very, very lofty things. But we can't start and remain with those lofty ideas, v'gamarnu. We are too gashmi to be able to have a religious orientation that remains ruchni, v'sulo. We have to have the gashmi connection. And I'm not talking about eating kugel. I'm talking about, although there's something to say about that too, but I'm talking about mitzvahs tefillin and mitzvahs mezuzah, as we will see, and so on and so forth. So you have in the tefillin a meirah dekazach. You put it on your hand, it's a symbol. You put it on your head, it's a symbol. What do you need the symbol for? Why do you need the parshiyos in the tefillin to be buried and hidden by the batim, which we'll never ever see? Why don't we simply recite these things at the very least? We believe you, Rabbanu Shalom. V'ahavteis Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol me'idecha. It says in the Halakha Sfarim over and over again, Yitzayir ba'atzmai ke'ilu yiralamaykid ha'esh b'chol nafshecha afilu noitulis nafshecha. You are Rabbi Akiva all over again. There masrek you masreka shel barzel, and you're screaming at Masai Tovei mitzvah zu liyodi v'kaimena. Baruch Hashem, I achieved the highest level of Kiddush Hashem and yotza nishmosi be'echad, and that's what I have to be Mitzayir in my mind whenever I say Kriya Shema. Very nice. Go ahead and do it. Adarabba, let's do it. So the Torah was given so that every Yid is able to connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam on a regular basis in hundreds of different ways, and these are our Tayag mitzvahs. And particularly we are talking here now about the mitzvahs aseh, as we shall soon see. So the Goyin says that in the same way that the tipa of the zachar goes into the nekeva, and then it gets absorbed and dissolved and disappears, but nevertheless bonds to provide the genetic material to produce an embryo, which then percolates, and all of a sudden the mu'uberes shows that there's a baby inside. In the same way, you have that the chokhmah is ne'alemes me'ein kol chay, but comes out in the mitzvahs. So that's what he says, that hatipa ba'abahu benista v'ne'alam, u'kishabali imay mitzdayeres sham. Then it suddenly becomes nirkam into evarim and gidim, and becomes a little person. Kein chokhmah ne'alemes me'ein kol chay, shehi b'machshava u'bebina hi mitzdayeres. So Chachma enters into Bina, becomes substance. Chachma by itself is too evanescent, it's too fine. It does not have any substance. Then he writes, V'shoyrish ha-mitzvahs heim b'chachma, v'atoyra hi b'bina. B'soyd Hashem b'chachma yosad eretz, koinim b'shamayim b'tvuna. We would have expected the exact opposite based on what I just said. And the Goyin says, no, Chochma, that which does not find its substance. Where is it? Hashem b'chochma yosad eretz. V'lachin kol dova ba'aretz hu b'ne'alam. Avo b'shamayim heim niglim yoyser. V'chin odom arishon hayo yoydea ba'aretz machma shayoydea sharoshon b'shamayim. U'mitzvahs heim min ha'aretz. K'may sukkah v'lulav. He means literally, physically they're from the aretz. The Ritzuis are from a behema, etc. The Beged and Arba Kamfis again, but is from the back of the sheep. The Torah hi min haShamayim. V'chein Oma mitzvah savicha v'Torah simecha. What is the Goyin saying over here? So here he's saying something that's a meiridike yisai in the understanding of the Jew. We see Olam HaEmes Olam Haba as the real world. This is a proizder that goes into the traklin. No one who understands architecture or has ever walked into a large and sophisticated building will ever confuse the proizder with the traklin. So the problem is that we have eyes that are of flesh, and we are surrounded by our senses and what our senses perceive. And that's pretty much the sum total of what we are exposed to. Memela, the reality that we see is a reality of this earth. So our perception, unless we are brought into the world as the Torah and the Ribbon Shlolem and Yahadus sees it, our world is a world of reality, of substance, and the world up there, if there is one, is a world that we are of no knowledge of and we can't touch, and basically it's very, very insubstantial. Sok de gra punkt verkehrt. Because from the Torah perspective, it is this world that's insubstantial, because everything in this world, with its tangibility, is just a facade. Because the real emes and the real world is that world. So memela, coming down into this world, we need to infuse the ne'alam of this world with the nigla of the shamayim in order to be able to see this world for what it is. It's a pela otzum. It's mamish faket from the normal human perception. And from the perception of the street, without a doubt. He writes, Shoyrish ha-mitzvahs heim b'chochma, but the chochma is b'yosad eretz. But what is the chochma, he said before? What is the chochma? That's the tipa that goes in and becomes mitzdayeres. But it's the chum faket, and mitzdayeres is here. Here's where I look. I have a table, I feel it. So the teretz is, what you feel is because you have hands. But that's not reality. Reality is the Ribbon Shalom, reality is the Torah, reality is the Chochmah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In this world becomes suddenly a Tvuna concept. V'atayra hi bebina. So he writes, B'ashamayim heim niglim yoyser, the true reality is there. And Adam HaRishon, who was able to relate to that reality, saw a different Oretz than you and I. That's what he's saying. L'chein oma mitzvah savicha b'tarah simecha v'oid nitzar mitzvah savicha sabev oisecha b'mitzvah shu'ar makif. V'altitosh teresi mecha ho'or panimi. Well, this or makif and or panimi was a lot to talk about, but it's not our asik right now. What is our asik right now is to explain a little bit better what he brings. He brings from a Gemara, and he brings from a Zohar, and I was Moisif, Kedarki Bakodesh, I'm bringing you in your sheet from the Rambam. And try to be Masbir a little bit. So this is the famous Gemara in Maseches Menachos that everybody knows, Gemara in Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, where the Gemara speaks about the mitzvahs that surround the person. That is where the Gemara speaks about David HaMelech, that he could not find himself a place because he thought he was bereft of mitzvahs when he went into the Merchatz and reminded himself of the mitzvahs milah that is always with him. So Chazal speak about not mitzvahs milah over there as much as the mitzvahs that are taken off and put on, the mitzvahs that you encounter and surround yourself with, not the mitzvah that's with you all the time. So the pasuk v'chein arma mitzvah savicha, he says, Tfilin v'tzitzis u'mezuzah v'heim saviv ha'adam. Why are they arba mitzvos? Because tfilin is, we already encountered that, tfilin is two. Tfilin shoyad and tfilin shorosh. So tfilin, tzitzis, and mezuzah are arba mitzvos. V'heim saviv ha'adam. Moshikosu b'gemara, that's that gemara menachos daf mem gimel that I spoke about. Chavivim Yisrael. Yisrael are beloved by Hashem. What is the proof that Hashem loves them? Shesibivam b'mitzvahs. He surrounded them with mitzvahs. Tfilin b'rasheyem, tfilin b'zroyeseyem. You see one and two. Mezuzah b'pischeyem, v'tzitzis b'vigdeyem. Baleyem oma David, sheva b'yoyim hilal ticha. The pasuk in Tehillim, in Perek Kuf Yates, the long Perek with different oisiyos, of the Aleph Bey, sheva b'yoyim hilal ticha. Abelezer ben Yaakov Omer, Kol sheyesh lo tefillin b'roshay, tefillin b'zroyay, tzitzit b'vigdoy, mezuzah b'pischay, loy b'mehela. Now, by the way, how do you get 7 out of 4? Because tzitzit in that cheshbon is counted not as one, which makes a total of 4, right? 2 tefillin, 1 mezuzah, and 1 tzitzit. But tzitzit itself is counted as 4. Arba kamfos. So once you have 4, so it's 4 plus 2 plus the mezuzah is a total of 7. The Malach Hashem here that we're talking about are the mitzvahs of the day that surround you, the tefillin, the mezuzah, and the tzitzis. K'mo shekosu b'zoyar pashas truma, and the Zoyar basically says this yisoid, Amar Rav Shimon ben Yochai b'shaita d'barnash, akdim b'tzafra, when he gets up in the morning, v'anach tefillin b'roshu, tefillin b'reshima, kadisha b'zoyar, when he puts the tefillin shal roshu and shal yad, this atav b'itufa the mitzvah, he puts himself on the talis which wraps him around in the tzitzis, v'asi la'afka mitara the basin, goes out of the shar of his bayis, out of his door, and he encounters the mezuzah. These are the tefillin, tzitzis, and mezuzah moments. Arba malochim kadishim is davgin lay. Here again, the Zoya counts the tzitzis as one, so it's two. It's in other words, we're counting mitzvahs. How many mitzvahs there are? Tefillin shiat shal rosh are two separate mitzvahs in the tayat. So you have 4 of the mitzvahs. Nafkin ime, they go out from with him as he leaves the house. Va'inyan, sheba adam heim arba dvarim. Again, going with the concept of 4, guf ulavush uvedira for vihu anefesh. The Torah is benefesh. Va'mitzvot heim beguf. Va'inu tefillin beguf atzmai. Va'tzitzis belavush umezuzahu bedira. V'kamosha belulav heim arba dvarim benachlat l'shiva. So he counts the tefillin shel rosh apparently as the Torah perhaps, but in any case he has a cheshbon of 4, which includes the nefesh as well. And k'moshe b'lulav heim arba dvarim v'nechlak l'shiva. What is the nechlak l'shiva? The lulav is echad, the esrig is echad, the 3 hadasim are 3, the 2 aravas are 2, 5 and 1 and 1 is a total of 7. There are 7 pieces in the regular lulav and esrig that we take. Although other people have other cheshbonos and rebbes and so on, but l'maisa we have basically 7. Kain heim kan arba dvarim v'nechlaku l'shiva. Shnei tefillin v'arba tzitzis u'mezuzah. So the 4 mitzvahs become 7. V'zeu netzor mitzvah savicha sheim guf v'hein sefivov. V'al titash tar simechu b'nefesh. V'eilu arba mitzvahs heim saviv ha'odam mamash. Moshe kosu b'zoyar tefillin sh'roshu b'yaminoi v'chulu. This is in the Agdom of the Kunei Zoyar, and in the Zoyar of Chelik Yimel, in the Raya Mehemna over there, Moicha v'libo hu yamino smola, v'alzeh nema yipol mitzitcha elef, v'shulu masu shoyim tireh, hu neged ha-toyra, k'mashu amru chazal, v'ashcheyu l'veis ha-medrash, famous Gemara Masech HaSukkah, which we've quoted many times, the Gemara Daf Nun Beis Amid Beis, which speaks about how, if the HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't help us, then we would never be able to conquer the Eitzahara. In Pogah B'chom Anuvul Zeh, what's the Eitzah? Shlepim Marayin into the Beis Medrash, etc. And you have also in Gemar Maseches Kedushin. So you have Moshcheu LeBeis HaMedrash Kikucholim Atachoy Tal Roshay V'Hashem Yishalim Loch. That's a pasuk, of course, later in Mishlei Perek Chav. Hey, yeah. V'neged Chamisha Eila Nemar Yigmar Nora Rishoyim V'Sheim Chamisha V'Chakuk Tuchoynin Tzadik. And of course, this is already getting involved in too much. But Bekitzer, what he says over here is Mavur Betachlis Habir in the words of the Rambam. So let's go right now to the Rambam. The Goyin has told us and quoted a number of Gemaras and Mamari Chazal, the Zoyar, that there are 4 = 7 mitzvahs that surround the person, that anchor the person constantly to the Ribbono Shel Olam wherever he goes. Now, I just wanted to be most of something before we relearn that Rambam that I've mentioned many, many times at the end of Hilchos Mezuzah. Mezuzah is different than Tefillin and Tzitzis, obviously. What's different about it? It's not on you. You know, they have people that have these necklaces, the women have necklaces and they carry the mezuzahs around their neck. It's into the sant, you know, such. It became a charm. But Lamaisa, the mezuzah is on the doorpost, and you go in and you go out. When you're in the street, you don't have the mezuzah with you. Tefillin and tzitzis, like in the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem that the Rambam describes in the fifth parak of Hilchos Yisraeli HaTorah, the Rambam speaks about a Talmud Chacham and how he's supposed to look. He always goes, you know, tzitzis bevigdoi, tefillin bereishai, and he doesn't go dalet amos without Torah. And that is the image of a Talmud Chacham. A person surrounded by mitzvahs is a person in talis and tefillin. Talis and tefillin. So what is the mezuzah? The mezuzah is his dira. So I guess when he's in the dira, so at least he has that mezuzah. The teretz is, a person is his dira. This idea of the dira consumes me. It consumes me. The notion of a mezuzah, the way the Rambam describes it, it's crystal clear that the mezuzah, maybe more than the tefillin and the tzitzis, goes with you. The only difference is if you allow it to. But if one thinks a little bit more deeply, does it really make a difference that I'm physically wearing tefillin? I have to allow the tefillin to talk to me also. If the tefillin will not talk to me, then the tefillin could be on me all day long, and I could be the same oisvarf, and the same chayte. It's not poshut. The Gemara tells us a remarkable story in Maseches Menachos, which I'm not going into, but I just have a small ha'ara from that Gemara. The Gemara tells us about a certain yid who was very nizer in mitzvah tzitzis. Listen, he was very nizer in mitzvah tzitzis. Meanwhile, the Gemara tells us also about this very same fellow, that he had this tremendous cheshek to be with a zayna who was the number one in the whole of the Roman Empire, and the most beautiful of all, and she commanded a massive amount of money, and she had a waiting list. A waiting list. So he sent her the money. You have to understand that in order to send money, you have to plan something in advance. This isn't the taiva seizing him all of a sudden and he can't control himself. This is a plan, a cheshbon. So this is a dream of his. So he's nizer in mitzvah tzitzis and there's a dream. Pilei ployim. It's pilei ployim. Finally, he gets to the maisa and it's not clear whether it was a nace that the tzitzis actually animated themselves, or in the process of taking off the tzitzis as he was taking off his clothes, they smacked him in the face, and he had this awakening, literally, where he suddenly realized what he was doing, and he stopped cold, and she was worried that maybe she lost her charms. Anyhow, the story has a very extraordinary ending. She sold everything, and she gave her money to this and to that, and then she became a giyoris, and she married him in the end. But the whole story is, to me, is a remarkable thing. these tzitzis, apparently the Gemara is telling us, would not have had any effect. But since he was nizer in the mitzvah tzitzis, either it was a schar, or in the end, for him, the tzitzis actually did mean something. But otherwise, a person buys a pair of tzitzis because it's a mitzvah, he puts it on, and he can do kol davar asur with the tzitzis. With the tzitzis, without the tzitzis. You know, there's not pshat that that the person's wearing tzitzis, and when he wants to do something wrong, he says, tzitzis, I beg you your forgiveness. I realize what you stand for. You have been with me all day long. I've been nizer in all kinds of machshavas and hirurim. But now I'm putting you back in the drawer, and I'll pick you up later when I need you. It doesn't even work like that. It's them. So there's tzitzis. The tzitzis in, the tzitzis out. The people wear the tzitzis out. The risim I say. You think the tzitzis out is different than the tzitzis in? It's the same thing. So today, as long as there's no busha, so a person with the whole levush, it could be a chassidish yid, it could be the total chassidish levush, it doesn't matter. Mekantan vasar le'averis. It's not pshat, like the Gemara says, yubash chorim, yisatish chorim, like the Gemara says, where is it, the Kiddushin, whatever, yubash chorim, yisatish chorim, yasam ashali b'chofetz. It's not like that. You don't go to a foreign medina, you don't put on chorim, you don't become a different person. Because that's not just because to protect Yiddishkeit, it's to protect yourself also. When you loy v'shchorim, yisat v'shchorim, you say, that was an aberration, but that's not me. Today it's me, it's the same me. Arayin in beis medrash, arayin in the beis zoynis, it doesn't make any difference for many, many people. Because the trappings of Yiddishkeit do not, by and in and of themselves, achieve the goal of Chayna Malach Hashem Soviv Lireyov. It has to be Soviv Lireyov Vayachalitzeh. It's not Soviv La'ish Vayachalitzeh. It's Soviv Lireyov. And Memela, my point is that there's not that much of a distance between the mezuzah that remains behind and the tefillin that could just as well remain behind, even when they're on my head. So the idea that tefillin, mezuzah, and tzitzis are all as one treated by the Gemara and by the Zohar, and they're all considered sabud lireyov, is not far-fetched at all. Because every one of them has to have that foundational principle. Namely, that I am perpetually connecting to the significance of this. I am an ishkodosh v'haraya, I'm wearing tefillin, and v'haraya I have tzitzis, which represents tayag mitzvahs. Otherwise, they will not help a ki huzer. A ki huzer, Rabbi say. In fact, I might almost suggest that the opposite is true. It's like the maisa that the Chazal tell us about Amalek. They jumped into the hot water. Maybe they got scalded, but they made it cool for everybody else. No one had a havamina of attacking Bnei Yisrael. But once Amalek did it, everybody said, no, they're not so impervious. They're vulnerable. They are vulnerable. The same thing. If a person doesn't have an idea of wearing talis and tefillin except in a makom kaddish, he might even have a havamina that these are very special objects and they have to be treated with unbelievable holiness. And I can't go anywhere near it unless I immerse myself 10 times in a mikveh. But if I wear it all day, go about my business, and basically I am who I am, then I am that Amalek who has taken the tefillin, jumped into the hot bath, and look, it's really nothing. It's just a bunch of phylacteries. Phylacteries, actually, interesting, comes from what word, obviously? What's prophylactic? Protection. To protect. That's what phylacteries mean. It's the Greek word for protection. So they're not a protection unless you are a chelik of that agenda. If you separate yourself from that agenda, the tefillin will never be phylacteries. That's the whole point. So when you have here a Rambam that speaks to you, mamish, in the same signal in mamish, it's doch an oitzer nifla. Chayav adam lizor b'mezuzah mipnei sheyichoyves hakol tamid. This is the last halacha in Hilchus Stam. I just point out that Hilchus Stam is Sefer Torah and tefillin and mezuzah. Starts out tefillin, then Hilchus mezuzah, and ends in Hilchus Sefer Torah. So this is really Perek Vav, doesn't mean that there are 6 prokim in Hilchus Mezuzah. Hilchus Mezuzah actually only has 2 prokim. But it's Perek Vav because the first 4 prokim are Hilchus Tefillin, and that's why you see before Hilchus Tefillin Perek Dalet, that's the end of Hilchus Tefillin that I quoted from. And then comes 2 prokim Hilchus Mezuzah, and the rest are Hilchus Stam, Hilchus Sefer Torah, and that's the end of it. So when it says Tefillin Mezuzah the Sefer Torah, because that's the Seder, even though we call it Stam, But really, the Rambam puts tefillin at the beginning and Sefer Torah at the end, mezuzah in the middle. So at the end of Hilchos Mezuzah, which is two prak in Perek Hay and Perek Vav, this is Perek Vav Halacha Yud Gimel. Chayev Adam Lizor Ben Mezuzah Mtei Shechoy V'Zakol Tomit V'Kol Zman Sheikonis V'Yetze Yivga V'Yichud Hashem Shmoy Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Yizkar Avosai V'Yeyor Mishnosai U'Shgiyoysa B'Hav Le'Azman. Here the Rambam says it very clearly. The impact of the Mezuzah has to be nothing less than waking up to the reality of Olam Haba. To the reality of Olam Haba. That what you are living in is Aretz. And Aretz is not real. And therefore, immersion in Aretz is immersion in shtus, in hevel, in temporal and insignificant things. The yeda, she'ein gava omeg la'olam l'olam me'olamim el yediyas tzura olam. The connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what it's all about, says the Rambam. And that's supposed to come from passing by the mezuzah. I've mentioned this many times. The Satan is a very shrewd character. The Satan will say to you, kiss the mezuzah 50 times, but don't think about it for a second. Next kush and wiffle the wills. Kush, kush, kush the mezuzah. Kiss the mezuzah. Oh, give it up. I love you, mezuzah. I love you. You're so pretty. You're so nice. Look at that mezuzah box. Look at that cover. And the Shemir Dalsus Yisrael, Shin Dalad Yud. The Rambam says, what are you talking about? Mezuzah is Yediyas HaKel. You have to walk out of the house and say, Sedan Ebershter of the Welt. And everything makes a difference because of that. How I see, how I look, where I look, what I see, what I do with my life, my emes, my sheker, my immersion in this world, my detachment from the world. Every single thing is dependent upon this little mezuzah, which has the parash of Shema V'Oyim Shemaya. And that, says the Rambam, makes a person wake up from his slumber. He tainas, of course, that he's asleep all the time. And unless he encounters the mezuzah, he's going to stay asleep. We asked the question, Ida Mezuzah's over there, and I'm already in the street. What are you talking about? My whole going in the street is fueled by the mezuzah, more even than by the tzitzis and by the tefillin that are on my body. Now he continues, in that chazal, exactly the chazal that the Goyim quoted, in the Gemara Menachos Daf Mem Gimel, Kol mi sheyesh lo tefillin b'roisho b'zroi v'tzitzis b'vigdoi u'mezuzah b'pischoi murzaku shelo yechta. Sharei yesh loy mazkirim rabim. There it is. There's nothing magical about this. There's nothing that says if I'm surrounded with this, I have a shield that protects me like a defense shield. There's no defense shield. The defense shield is what I feel and what I think. They are only mazkirim. They are reminders. And if a person doesn't want to accommodate the reminder, it's not going to happen. And it certainly will not happen just because he's wearing it. Maskirim rabim v'hein hein ha-malochim shematzilin oso milachto shenem achoyna malach Hashem soviv lireyo v'yachal etzeim. The point that the Rambam is making is such a critical point, because he's saying you could make a terrible mistake when you learn this Gemara and you see the pasuk that's being used. Malach Hashem Saviv Lireyov sounds like a cocoon. It sounds like, I told you, a defense shield. You put up a protective shield that cannot be penetrated. It's like the hardest plastic and somebody throws rocks at you and nothing happens. Because I'm surrounded by something that prevents that from penetrating. Zok the Rambam, there's nothing further from the truth. And if a person has such a hasoga, he will not only fail, he will fail miserably. And as I told you, the tefillin and the tzitzis themselves will. It's the opposite that's going to happen. Ma'adoch, when I don't have these, I fell into chait. And I have these and I still fell into chait. So what are they worth? And believe me, plenty of people think like that. What's the difference that I'm wearing tzitzis? I have all those here, here, and anyhow. It's no different with the tzitzis, not with the tzitzis. So what are the tzitzis? And what is this Arisa Moisel Zachartim? So the Teretz says that's what the Pasuk says. Maskirim Rabim Muzachartim is called Mitzvah Hashem. It's not Arisa Moisel and therefore it will automatically remind you. Uzachartim is a tzivui. Uri Isam is a tzivui and Uzachartim is a tzivui. And if there's no Maskirim, then all of this Malach Hashem talk is not going to prevail. It's a very big yesod. The Rambam says it beferish. It's what's going on up here that matters. That's the ikar. But to facilitate and to provide for such a hasoga, you need the maskirim. But you need the zikaron that comes from the maskirim. If you don't have the zikaron that comes from maskirim, there are no maskirim. That's the point. Maskirim requires a base kibble. Otherwise it's not a maskir. It's an artifact. It's a piece. It's a thing. And nothing more. So all of this gvaldika opportunity that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends our way, that's what it is. It's an opportunity. And it's up to me. That's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara says the person was nizer in mitzvah tzitzis, so he had a special zchus. That's what the Gemara is trying to say. Because if he would not have had that zchus, he would have taken off his tzitzis just fine and had his episode with the Zayna and gone back home. The only reason that whatever happened, happened, is because he had a zuchus, a siyata d'shmaya, that came from his general zahiris and mitzvah tzitzis. Or if we want to make it more down to earth, it's very pashut. Somebody who once and for a long time is busy weaving the tzitzis and getting the tcheles, you know, tcheles, and it was expensive, and not getting caught up with Kala Ilan and so on, he gets involved in the mitzvah, so there's something inside of him that stays there, latent, even when he's not personally aware, and he can do kol davar asur, plan an avera long in advance. But when the time comes, all of a sudden, he sees that tzitzis, and the tzitzis slapped him in the face. Anais, a derech hateva, it doesn't matter almost. The point is that if he did not invest himself originally in the mitzvah tzitzis, he wouldn't have the siyata d'shmaya, or at the same time, they're not a stira. If he didn't invest himself in the mitzvah tzitzis, he wouldn't have noticed the tzitzis. So how could you not notice the tzitzis? So you ask me, how could you be in the mitzvah tzitzis and plan such an aveva? The Teretz says, we are what we are. We are full of stiras from the moment that we are born. And we are able to do things that are so unbelievably crook, so crooked, so inappropriate. Every one of us, if the mezuzah and the tzitzis and the tefillin are maskirin, then we stand a chance. Because the ikar is v'yeyar mishnoso u'shkiyoysa v'adle asman. And then the Rambam says, he goes, he chaps himself and he says, I was out of my mind. I didn't have any clarity. All of a sudden now, wow, unbelievable. Miyaru choizer ledaitoi v'hoylech bedarkei meisharim. And this is supposed to happen every time you encounter the mezuzah. Can you imagine? So I learned something else. Is the Rambam talking to me and saying that it's eventually going to happen? You put on the mezuzah, you'll kiss it 500 times, but the 501st time you'll wake up and from then on you'll be all right. I don't think so. I think what the Rambam is telling me is that we are what we are, and therefore this thing is going to repeat itself 100 times, 1,000 times, 10,000 times. Every time we look at the mezuzah correctly, because we have already fallen asleep in between. It doesn't last forever. We fall back into our anchor of being human, of being of flesh and blood, of being full of tithes, and we need a reminder again and again and again. But according to the Rambam, the reminder is that we should wake up. So we wake up again and again and again. There is no such thing, I think, except for tzaddikei olam, that once they've reached a certain hasoga, they remain on that plateau. And then they don't even need the mezuzah anymore. We normal little people, shouldn't call anybody else little people, but the little person that I am, we need it on a daily basis. We need that dose. So I always felt that person should have a card with this Rambam in his pocket. I put it up right next to the mezuzah. Doesn't have to kiss the mezuzah. Kissing the mezuzah is an inyan. It is. But that's not the nekuda at all. The nekuda is I'm walking out of the house and I'm encountering a very, very sick world and a very poisoned atmosphere. And I am aware of that. I am aware of that because I just encountered the mezuzah. I come back into my house. I come into a temple, a makam kodesh, a place of chashras hashchina, a place of kedusha and tara. But there's a lot of possibilities to go wrong here. In every room, I want, when I encounter this mezuzah, to feel the Beis HaMikdash that I'm walking into. And if a person has such a hasaga, thanks to the mezuzah, it does not mean that he will not fall asleep again. Because that's what we are. So, does that mean that we're like yo-yos, up and down, up and down? Absolutely. That's part of Ein Lehem Menucha. It's part of Rotzei V'Shoif. On our level, on the human level. The other Rambams, let me just say it very quickly. There are two Rambams that there's a big difference between them and the Lamdas, but there are two Rambams, Halacha Yudalit and Halacha Chav Hey, which is the last Halacha. In Perek Dalit, in the last Halacha of Hilchos Tefillin. Remember I told you, Hilchos Tefillin, the first set of Halachas in Stan, in the Rambam, that's four Prakim. Then comes Mezuzah, two Prakim, and the rest, Hilchos Sefer Torah. Chayav Adam Lamashmish B'Tfilov Kolz Man Sheheim Olav Shelo Yasiach Daita Mehem Afilu Rega Echad. Shekedushasam Gedoylu Mekdushas Hatzitz Shatzitz Ein Boi Alashem Echad Ve'elu Yesh Bohem Echad Ve'esrim Shem Shal Yudkei B'Shal Roish U'Kemoysam, because I have, obviously Kemoysam, because that's the same parish as B'Shal Yad. So the Rambam says, as Chazal say, that there's a chiyuv to be careful about the kedusha of the tefillin because they are even more than the tzitz, which is supposed to be conscious of all the time. It's a felt of by mitzvah tayrus on this and so on. But what is the difference between halacha yadalid and halacha chafhei? Halacha chafhei says kedushas tefillin kedushas and gedoylehi. Now, the Rambam should have said what? That's my question. Based on what we just learned, when the Rambam says Kedushas Tefillin, Kedushasam Gedoylehi, what should the Rambam have said? Because the Tefillin have Shame Hashem many, many multiple of times, and look at the tzitz, and it only has once, and it's so holy, Kal V'chaymer the Tefillin. The Rambam doesn't say anything of the sort, even though he's just said it. He should have said Kemosha Bi'arnu, as the Rambam does from time to time, when he's referring back to something. So obviously the Rambam's not referring back to that halacha at all. Why not? What is the point that the Rambam is making here? So the Rambam says, Shekol zman shetfilin b'roshu shel adam, v'al zroyoi, hu ona v'irei shamayim, v'eino nimshach b'schoiku b'sicha b'teila, v'eino mahara machshov esrois, elo mefana libo b'divra emes v'atzedek. Ah! We're mamish all like that. The pikach tzorach adam lishtadal liyosim olav kol ayoyim shemitzvosan kachhi. Amar olav al rab talmidah shol rabbeinu hakodesh shol kol yomov. Here we go again. Lo yira'u shalachar ba'amas b'loy torah b'loy tzitzis v'loy tefillin. But let me ask you, what is the difference in the 5 minutes remaining to us? What is the difference between the previous halacha where the Rambam speaks about Kedushas HaTfilin and that you're not allowed to be Mesiach Das from them, and this Rambam that speaks about Kedushas HaTfilin doesn't mention the Shemus Hashem at all? So I think the answer, the simplest answer, is that when we speak about the Kedushas HaTfilin in halacha Yudalud, we're talking about the Chetz of the Tfilin. When we speak about the Kedushas HaTfilin in halacha Chav Hei, where the Rambam finishes Hilchas Tfilin, Kedushas and Gedoylehi is not the Chevtza, it's the Kayach of the Tefillin. In other words, when he says the word Kedushas and Gedoylehi, he's saying anything that can accomplish something that leads to Kedusha has an inherent Kedusha in itself. So when you're speaking about the physical mitzias of it, it has its own din. And that concept is connected to a halacha of tefillin. The last part is not connected to a halacha at all. It's describing what tefillin are. What's the halacha that's connected to the Chepetz's Kedusha? Because it has so many Sheinus Hashem. Lo yasiach daitai. It's a din in Hesach Hadas.
This Hesach Hadas, by the way, is not what we were talking about. It's an abstract halachic thing, or maybe lehefech, it's a concrete halachic thing, but whatever you want to call it, what I'm driving at is, it's not what it's doing to me and how its impact is. It doesn't say you're not allowed to have Hesach Hadas because, since its purpose is to remind me of all these things, if I have Hesach Hadas, it's not going to remind me. That's not the way it goes. The reason I'm not allowed to have Hesach Hadas is because it has inherent Kedusha, and Hesach Hadas leads me to abuse that Kedusha in a physical way, such as Yafiach Bohem, or taking it to the Beis HaKiseh, and so on and so forth. Not only that, Hesach Hadas itself is a debasement of Kedusha in the Chafetz. But here we're talking about a different concept of Kedusha. It's like Sefer Torah is the same thing, by the way. You could say Sefer Torah has tremendous Kedusha because in it is the whole of Yiddishkeit. Or you could say Sefer Torah has tremendous Kedusha because it was written the Kedusha, and it has a Kedusha in the Klaf, and a Kedusha in the Shemus, and the Askarah Shabbai, and on and on and on. So you have two different notions of Kedusha. One is in the physical Chafetz itself, the Basa Gidin Va'atzomis of the Tefillin. The other one is in what Tefillin are. That's what Tefillin do for me. But the Rambam, of course, when he says this Torah, calls man she Tefillin b'Rosh Shloim Azrayu, who anav, the ratio. You know why he's an anav? Because a tefillin is 10,000 times a yarmulke. I have the Ribbono Shel Olam on my head and on my arm. He's binding me, and he's reducing me, and he's limiting me, and I have an understanding that I am nothing, because Ribbono Shel Olam is so close. He's so close. It's like Moshe Hayanav Mikol Adam, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to him peh al peh. Anav yirei shamayim. Ve'einoi nimshach b'schoiku b'sicha b'teila. Ve'einoi maharim achshavis rois. You hear? Einoi maharim achshavis rois. So let me ask you something. That's a mitzias? Person has tefillin on his head, he's not maharim achshavis rois. The parent says, it's maskirin. You cannot get beyond the Rambam and Hilchos Mezuzah. It's maskirin. But what is the koyach of the maskirim of tefillin? Ad kedei kach, that if I allow it, I am not maharer machshavas rois. Zok the Rambam, elam afana liboy bedivra emes vatzedek. That is the poel yotze of the maskirim, if I allow it. Lefikach tzorich adam lishtadl yosem olav kol hayom. Shemitzvos and kachi. I also point out something that's almost an irony. If a person would ask me, based on halacha yadalu, what's the best etzer? Hit and run. Because it's like this, if the Chafetz is so holy, and I have so many things to worry about, and I have to make sure that my bodily functions are already pure, and I've cleansed myself, so I don't have problems later, and on, so what's the best etzah? It's what happens today. We take off our tefillin immediately after davening. But if I ask in Halacha Chaf, hey, what's the best etzah? If the Kedusha of the tefillin is the essence of what it is, that it has this quality of transforming me, that I become an honor of an Yirei Shamayim, and I'm not even Maharim, so and all I think about is the Ribbono Shel Olam, and on, so how can I live without it? Because the minute I take them off, I don't have the maskirim. If I don't have the maskirim, I'm lost. Woe unto me. So it comes out that from Halacha Yadalad you get the impression that the sooner I can relieve myself of this tremendous burden which I have to watch and hold, like, you know, you're walking on eggs because Kedushas and Gedolah Mekedushas Tzitz, what am I, a Kohen Gadol? Kinukshay. But in Halacha Chafei, it's mamish pum faker. That Kedusha inspires me and leads me to an understanding that the more I can have the tefillin, the better it is, and without them I'm lost. So there's a tremendous contrast between Halacha Yadal and Halacha Chafei. It's Hashem Yisbarach. I mean, there are many drushes and shirim where I'm talking to myself. I mean this seriously. This is not a litzonis, you know, stand good. Get right that cup, you know, talking to yourself. But there are some shirim that I talk to myself in a way that it's different. You know, we all pass the mezuzah, and we all put on talis and tefillin. We all wear tzitzis. It's an unbelievable yesod. This Rambam, and it harks back to what the Goyim said. Aretz is a facade. It's hidden. The Shamayim is the revealed. It's mamish pum shaker.
When a person wears the talis and the tefillin and the mezuzah, he's given an opportunity to see it for what it is, this world. That it's a tremendous chance to be kainu elam haba. It's also a tremendous possibility of being asleep our entire lives. And that is it's mamish, the mirror, the other side of exactly the same coin. The gross presentation of the maskirim and al titash teres imecha, and the Rambam's explanation and presentation in Hilchos Tefillin and Mezuzah.